download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
Triple J
Mornings with Zan.
On Triple J, the sounds of our feature record from Melbourne duo Big Scary. That's Gladiator and the album Vacation there. I would say long-awaited debut record. Tom and Joe from Big Scary joining me on this Wednesday morning at Triple J. Good morning, guys, and congratulations on getting the feature record this week.
Thank you, Zan.
Have you been listening to it for the last couple of days, hearing it pop up over the radio over, you know, every couple of hours or so?
Yeah, I've been trying to avoid the awkwardness of hearing our own speaking voices, but...
I don't think you sound awkward at all.
Oh, good. I'm at work all day, so I always get texts every couple of hours and from different friends, which is pretty nice.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff. And like I said, there's an excitement around this record because I've been following you guys for the last couple of years. And over many EPs and seeing you live on stage, you're just known for your love of, you know, so many genres and skill across so many genres. How much material did you have to play with this record when you finally decided to lay down Vacation?
We had quite a big back catalogue of songs, and it was tricky because we had two, really looking at all our songs lined up, we had two completely different, distinct records there, and it was more trying to find a way to make one out of them. So we had a really upbeat songs, poppy kind of album, and then we had a really down-tempo, moody album, and it was only really through... the last batch of writing that we did early this year that we were able to pull it all together, I think.
Yeah, when I was thinking about you guys putting your record together, that was one of the first things I thought, you know, how are they going to get the flow? But you've made it work. How did you figure out how to sequence it and make sense of all the different sounds in your head?
I don't know. I don't think we're, like, too sure how well it's all going, you know, as a whole album with one feel. But we weren't ever going to be able to dismiss certain genres. It's just how we write. And I think a few tracks really solidified the sound, like in terms of maybe Gladiator was a bit of a moment for us last summer when we really thought that would sort of tie the album together a bit. And there were a few tracks that really we think are like kind of, you know...
Yeah, brought it together a bit, yeah.
This album also marks the first time that you've worked with a producer. How did that change things as opposed to just doing it all on your own?
Well, it was still a co-production, I guess. It was working together, and that sort of has to be. But this time it was interesting. I guess having both been in bands before and working collaboratively like that, it was stepping back to that, which I think is really, really fun. And it's always good to, I think for something like this, it was good to stretch ourselves and not just stick to what we knew. Which was the main goal. So we went with a producer, and we decided to not to record in Melbourne. So we went to Brisbane for a few weeks and tracked up there, and really just trying to get ourselves in a space and a good creative space where we could work really well and not necessarily be 100% comfortable all the time, just to keep us on our toes.
And less distractions, I imagine, being away from the hometown too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, It's easy to kind of get caught up in the day-to-day, and you kind of need that time, you know, all that time, even if it's the hours late at night, we kind of go a little bit crazy. I think that's all part of the experience.
We're chatting with Big Scary on this Wednesday morning here on Triple J. They are our feature stars, Tom and Joe from the Melbourne duo, and Vacation, the record that you're hearing all this week before it's released this weekend. You guys have been pretty prolific over the short time that you've played together. Are these songs taken from a long period of time, or did you write them specifically for Vacation?
There's only one very old track, which is called Leaving Home, which actually had to be re-spruced or spruced up to make it onto the album. I'd say like 80% of the album was written this summer, which I was actually surprised about, because before that, I'd had, you know, my heart set on all these tracks that I felt that we'd been like saving up, and I've always loved them, and Tom's very quick to move on from songs. Mm. So they're all quite new, really.
Yeah, but it is funny how you outgrow your old stuff. And once we wrote all these new songs at the start of the year, we knew that we really couldn't include a lot of the old ones, because I guess we just didn't relate to them as much, and they didn't mean as much to us anymore. But they really were the occasional one, like Leaving Home, which I guess were just stronger songs. I mean, that was our producer Sean who helped resurrect that one. He was who was quick to jump on that one.
How personal do you guys get, given that you're sharing some of this music? I imagine that the dynamic between two people as opposed to a bigger band is a lot more intense. When you're writing these songs, are you putting a lot of yourself in there and sharing that with the other person who may be taking on some of that load vocally in the song?
Absolutely, yeah. But in terms of how writing with two people, I mean, I think it's easier. I think the more people you add, the more elements you add, the more difficult it gets to find a way to make it all work. So I just find it really easy writing with two people.
But lyrically, often the lyrics come second to the music, so it's sort of a surprise for me when Tom brings the lyrics finally to the table, and then I sort of can, you know, work out what he's writing about. And I find often now, after all this time, I can imagine pretty quickly what he's referencing.
We know each other too well.
I was going to say, there's some therapy going on within the songwriting of this band. So you're really inspired by the melodies. That really affects the tone of what you're going to write about.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's always a mood that we go off first, you know, whether it sort of makes you want to get up and jump around or whatever that mood is, that's where it starts. And then from there, it sort of stretches into verses and choruses, and then finally lyrics. Lyrics, sorry, seem to be a bit of a struggle for me.
Tom and Joe from Big Scary, congrats on the feature album. Happy Triple J Unearthed Day. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks for having us.